You're listening to Homer's Iliad, a series devoted to discussing and reading aloud sections from Homer's epic about the war at Troy.
We've all experienced a time when a small issue was blown out of proportion, and because of someone's pride or ego, this issue became a much bigger deal than it ever needed to be. This is exactly the type of situation that begins the Iliad and creates a disastrous rift between Agamemnon and Achilles. In the beginning of the Iliad, Chryses, a priest of Apollo, visits Agamemnon to see about ransoming back his daughter, Chryseis, who Agamemnon took as a prize. Agamemnon refuses to give her back, seeing it as an affront to his honor. Chryses then appeals to Apollo for help. Apollo is furious that Agamemnon dishonored his priest and sends a plague to torture and destroy the Achaean army until Chryses' daughter is returned. On the 10th day of the plague, a council is called and Agamemnon summons a seer to explain why Apollo is punishing the army. The seer tells them it is not because they failed to make a sacrifice or broke a vow, but because of Agamemnon's arrogance and refusal to return Chryseis to her father. Agamemnon says he will return her, but only if he receives another prize. When Achilles reminds him there aren't any extra prizes just lying around, Agamemnon says he will take Achilles' prize, beautiful Chryseis. Achilles tells him off, saying he cannot believe anyone would follow him, and that he never gets a prize equal to Agamemnon's, even though he fights harder than any other man. When Achilles threatens to simply leave and go home, Agamemnon childishly tells him to go, because he doesn't need him. The fight between Achilles and Agamemnon started as a small quarrel over whether a girl should be returned home or not, yet it escalated to a point it should never have reached. Because Achilles' pride was hurt, he retreated from battle, and the Trojans enjoyed a long victory with his absence. An envoy actually had to be sent to convince Achilles to return to battle, which he refused to do. He only joins the army again late in the epic, when Patroclus, his beloved friend, goes out wearing his armor, attempting to rally the army, and dies. All these disastrous results came from that one small quarrel. Homer shows here that even the greatest leaders are subject to the human emotions of anger and pride. As kings and leading warriors, these men are expected to put their personal issues aside and focus instead on what is best for the army and people. Yet the same bravery and competitiveness that makes them excel others in war makes them too attached to the prizes that honor brings. Agamemnon's ego even leads him to ask the strongest warrior to leave, and the Greek army is weakened, begins losing the war, and Agamemnon is forced to humble himself by sending an envoy begging Achilles to return. Achilles' wounded ego causes him to ask his mother, the goddess Thetis, to get Zeus to honor the Trojans and let the Greeks lose and die. As a result, he loses his great friend Patroclus later in the epic. Both of these men are weakened and cause their own personal destruction with their pride, a common human problem. The peak of Agamemnon's prideful moment and the height of their tension was in an emotional speech to Achilles, where he says, "Flee if you want to, since I at any rate will not beg you to stay. There are others that will honor me, especially Zeus the counselor. I hate you the most of all the Greek leaders, because you actually love strife, battle, and war. If you are at all strong, it's just a gift from a god. So go ahead and get in your ships with your companions and head homeward. Rule over your myrmidons, because I definitely don't care about you or your temper." Fuge male toi thumos epesutai. Thode egoge lisomai henek emeo menein. Paramoige kailoi hoi keme te me susi. Malista de metieta zdeus. Ethistos de moi isi diotrefeon basileum. Ai gar toi eris te file polemoi. Te mahai te, e mula carterosa si, vios pusoi to gedoke. Oikadion sun neusi, te seis kai sois hetaroisi. Midonesin anase, sethen de ego uk oligitso. Ud othomai conteontos.